Pounding snow in the North Country and bitterly cold temperatures across the state will be with us for at least one more night. Parts of western New York are expecting several feet of total accumulation of snow and winds gusting over 40 miles per hour. On top of that, temperatures across the region are in the single digits or below zero. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Nicosia says the eastern shore of Lake Ontario is due for a lot more snow as well.
Certainly, they're going to be measuring in feet up there. And, you know, once you get past 3-4 feet, you know, what does it really matter? Yeah, snowfall accumulations right now look like they're going to be somewhere in the 20 to 40-inch range up in that area. So just insane amounts of snow.
The National Weather Service and government officials says travel in the North Country and western New York is extremely dangerous and driving should be avoided. A 75-mile stretch of I-81 from the Canadian border to Brewerton is closed, and the governor shut down parts of the thruway as well. Schools, businesses, and government offices in the North Country closed for all or part of the day. Nicosia says temperatures in parts of the region will begin to rise into the double digits tomorrow and will get back to normal by the weekend. But he says the pattern is reloading and we could get another Arctic blast next week.